From NPR West, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama is in Dover, Delaware at this hour for a somber ceremony marking the homecoming of U.S. service members killed in Afghanistan. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The president will meet with the families of the fallen as their remains are respectfully returned to the U.S. The dead include drug enforcement agents who were killed when their helicopter crashed this week during an operation targeting Afghanistan's illicit opium trade. On Monday, the president praised those he said had given their last full measure of devotion to keep their country safe. Now, he said, it's up to the rest of us to carry on their work. On Friday, the president meets with the Joint Chiefs of Staff to discuss the way forward in Afghanistan. October is now the deadliest month for U.S. troops there since the war began 8 years ago. Scott Horsley, NPR News, traveling with the president.
President Obama has signed legislation to extend the hate crimes law to outlaw crimes based on gender, disability, sexual orientation, or gender identity. NPR's Ari Shapiro has this report.
Senator Kennedy's family sat in the audience with leaders from gay and lesbian organizations. The parents of Matthew Shepard were there, too. He's the gay Wyoming college student killed 11 years ago, for whom the hate crimes bill is named. While the bill gives federal protection to new groups of people, it also makes it easier for federal authorities to help with state and local hate crime prosecutions. The law allows the Justice Department to provide investigators, forensic tools, and money to people investigating hate crimes. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
A Chicago nightclub is offering an apology to six students at Washington University in St. Louis who say they were excluded from the establishment because of their race. From St. Louis Public Radio, Rachel Lippman reports.
The six black men were on a senior class trip to Chicago when they were told they could not enter the original Mother's nightclub because their jeans were too baggy. But the men say white students wearing baggier jeans were admitted. The club has agreed to apologize to the students, and managers at all clubs owned by the Lodge Management Group will undergo diversity training. The students have agreed not to sue, but Regis Marai says it was always about raising awareness of discrimination, not money.
And as we stand here right now, we honestly believe what we've done and the agreement we've come with Mothers and everything that's happened so far keeps sight on that goal.
The Department of Justice has launched an investigation into the incident, and the club still faces complaints from a variety of Chicago-area anti-discrimination groups. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Lippman in St. Louis.
The Philadelphia Phillies have taken the first game of the World Series, hoping to win the championship 2 years in a row. The Phillies beat the New York Yankees 6-1 at Yankee Stadium Wednesday night. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials fell 119 points to close at 97.62. The Nasdaq fell 56 points. This is NPR News. House Democrats will unveil their health care plan Thursday after months of negotiation. Like the Senate bill, the House version includes a public option. The House measure also would require employers to offer health care coverage or face penalties. House leaders are hoping for a vote next week. Differences between the House and Senate measures would have to be worked out before a final version is sent to the president. In Los Angeles, police officers bid a farewell to William Bratton, who leaves the job as chief after 7 years. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has the story.
As an LAPD helicopter circled over the brand new police headquarters, rank-and-file officers and commanders said goodbye to their leader with a surprise lineup. Chief William Bratton hugged and shook hands before taking the microphone.
I'm really going to miss all of you, and thank you for this. This is, you know, I'm never at a loss for words, but I am. Thank you.
The brash and candid Bratton earned kudos from L.A.'s mayor, civil rights leaders, and even some hardcore gang members for reforming the once-troubled department. Bratton heads back to New York, where he will consult for police departments around the world. Three of his top commanders in L.A. were nominated to succeed him. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
An autumn snowstorm has brought heavy snow to parts of Colorado and Wyoming, forcing officials to shut down roads and schools. Some flights at Denver International Airport were delayed. Forecasters say some areas of the Rocky Mountains could have 4 feet of snow by the time the storm moves out on Thursday. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News.